The first part of this tape concerns the chant for the Litany of the Saints. The Litany of the Saints occurs at several points in the liturgy and ritual of the Church. Among other places, it is chanted at the end of the Paschal Vigil, before the Mass of the Paschal Vigil. It is also chanted at ordinations and the commendation of a dying soul, among other places. In the liturgical book, sometimes reference will be made to doubling the litany. On more solemn occasions, the invocations are doubled, that is, they are said twice completely. When they are not doubled, as is true of the Paschal Vigil litany, the invocations are made only once. And the practice is for the celebrant to intone the invocation proper and for the response by the congregation or by the choir to be made after the comma. The litany consists of invocations first to God, to the Blessed Virgin, the apostles, and then saints, invoking them generally by the name Saint, Sancta, or Sancti in the plural. The response, the second half, is generally ora pro nobis, which is pray for us, or if more than one saint is being invoked at the same time, the plural orate pro nobis is used. This procedure follows through the litany until toward the end, when the invocations change to another form and the response is Liberanos Domine or Te rogamus audi nos, and certain other ones as indicated in the liturgical books or the chant books. The Gregorian notation for the litany can be found in the Missale Romanum under Sabato Sancto, Holy Saturday. On Holy Saturday, unlike the other occasions, the litany is broken in two parts, with the first part occurring before the blessing of the baptismal font, so the second half of the litany will be found following those ceremonies. You will notice that after the introductory invocation, starting with Kyrie eleison and going through Christe exaudi nos, that the invocations proper that begin there follow a pattern. The notation is given in the Missal only for the first few, but if you look at it, it will be pretty clear that there is a very common pattern there. If we take the first example, the Pater de Caelis Deus Miserere Nobis, which is the first invocation proper, notice that the tone rises a whole step at the accent just before the comma. the accent being on the first syllable of deus, and you notice that the tone on the de syllable of deus is a whole step above the reciting tone that begins the invocation. Then for the second half, the response, you see that there is a different configuration where the tone falls a major third on the fourth syllable from the end. Notice that that is not controlled by the accent on the word, but only by the number of syllables from the end of the invocation. This is similar to the chant for the gospel, which takes a drop of a major third from the reciting tone, always on the fourth syllable before the end. The other thing to notice is that there may be more syllables in one invocation than in another, even at the, particularly at the end of the first half of the invocation. The example we used, Pater de Celis, Deus Miserere Nobis, the Deus is a two-syllable word. However, there are cases where the word in that position may be three or four or more syllables. But the rule is always to rise a full tone on the accented syllable and then fall a minor third for the rest of the syllables to the comma. So now I'll chant the litany through, and you will see that there are very regular patterns here which you can eventually get into your mind and follow rather easily, I would hope, with the notation in the Missal. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe audinos, Christe ex audinos, Pater de Celis Deus, miserere nobis, Fili Redemptor Mundi Deus, miserere nobis, Spiritus Sancte Deus, miserere nobis, Sancta Trinitas Unus Deus, miserere nobis, Sancta Maria, ora pro nobis, Sancta Dei Genetrix, ora pro nobis, Sancta Virgo Virginum, ora pro nobis, Sancte Michael, ora pro nobis, Sancte Gabriel, ora pro nobis, Sancte Raphael, ora pro nobis, Omne Sancti Angeli et Arcangeli, ora te pro nobis, Omne Sancti Beatorum Spirituum Ordines, ora te pro nobis, Sancte Ioannes Baptista, ora pro nobis, Sancte Iosef, ora pro nobis. nobis. Omne sancti patriarche et profete, orate pro nobis. Sancte Petre, ora pro nobis. Sancte Paule, ora pro nobis. Sancte Andrea, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ioannes, ora pro nobis. Omne sancti apostoli et evangeliste, orate pro nobis. Omne sancti discipuli domini, orate pro nobis. Sancte Stefane, ora pro nobis. Sancte Laurenti, ora pro nobis. Sancte Vincenti, ora pro nobis. Omne sancti martires, orate pro nobis. Sancte Silvester, ora pro nobis. Sancte Gregori, ora pro nobis. Sancte Augustine, ora pro nobis. Omne sancti pontifices et confessores, orate pro nobis. Omne sancti doctores, orate pro nobis. Sancte Antoni, ora pro nobis. Sancte Benedicte, ora pro nobis. Sancte Dominice, ora pro nobis. Sancte Francisce, ora pro nobis. Omne sancti sacerdotes et levite, orate pro nobis. Omne sancti monachi et eremite, orate pro nobis. Sancta Maria Magdalena, ora pro nobis. Sancta Agnes, ora pro nobis. Sancta Cecilia, ora pro nobis. Sancta Agata, ora pro nobis. Sancta Anastasia, ora pro nobis. Omne sancte virgines et vidue, orate pro nobis. Omne sancti et sancte Dei, intercedite pro nobis. Propitius esto, parce nobis Domine. Propitius esto, exaudi nos Domine. Ab omni malo, libera nos Domine. Ab omni peccato, libera nos Domine. A morte perpetua, libera nos Domine. A morte perpetua, libera nos Domine. Per mysterium sancte incarnationis tuae, libera nos Domine. Per adventum tuum, libera nos Domine. Per nativitatem tuam, libera nos Domine. Per baptismum et sanctum eunium tuum, libera nos Domine. Per crucem et passionem tuam, libera nos Domine. Per mortem et sepulturam tuam, libera nos Domine. Per sanctam resurrectionem tuam, libera nos Domine.
per admirabile ascensionem tuam, libera nos Domine. Per adventum Spiritus Sancti Paracliti, libera nos Domine. In die judicii, libera nos Domine. Peccatores, te rogamus audi nos, ut nobis parcas, te rogamus audi nos, ut ecclesiam tuam sanctam regere et conservare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos, ut Domnum apostolicum et omnes ecclesiasticos ordines in sancta religione conservare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos, ut inimicos sancte ecclesiae humiliare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos, ut regibus et principibus Christianis pacem et veram concordiam donare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos, ut nos med ipsos in tuo sancto servitio confortare et conservare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos, ut omnibus benefactor Oribus nostris sempiterna bona retribuas, te rogamus audi nos. Ut fructus terre dare et conservare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos. Ut omnibus fidelibus defunctis requiem aeternam donare dinieris, te rogamus audi nos. Ut nos exaudire dinieris, te rogamus audi nos. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, pace nobis Domine. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, exaudi nos Domine. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Christe audi nos, Christe exaudi nos.
A few comments on the second part of the litanies. The rising at the end of the first half, starting with the Propitius Esto invocations, is controlled by the accent again, the last accent before the comma is the rising accent. Propitius Esto, that the est syllable is the rising one because it has the accent. And the preceding syllables are arranged to prepare for that. There is a similar figure in the invocations beginning with ut. Most of those end with dinieris before the comma, so the first syllable of dinieris is the last falling syllable, and then the second syllable of dinieris is the rising syllable.
Dinieris, conservare dinieris.
And that holds true. The only exception that occurs is in the invocation, ut omnibus benefactoribus nostri sempiterna bona retribuas, where that is chanted,
ut omnibus benefactoribus nostri sempiterna bona retribuas.
So again, the rising tone is on the accented syllable, which is the second syllable of retribuas. Although it is not marked in the chant, it is customary to lengthen the last syllable before the comma just a bit, and so it becomes
Propitius esto, pace nobis domine,
just a bit of a lengthening on the O syllable of esto in that particular invocation and all of the others just before the comma. Now, the major piece of Gregorian chant that is sung by the celebrant during Holy Week is the Praeconium Paschale, the Paschal proclamation, which occurs on Holy Saturday after the solemn procession, after the candle, the Paschal candle, is brought into the church. The Praeconium Paschale is not an easy piece of music to chant, but it is possible to chant it after some practice because the phrases, the musical phrases, are very similar throughout and also are reminiscent of the chant for the preface of the Mass. For those who are familiar to some degree with music, written music and scales, the easiest way to look at the Gregorian notation is to take the clef as being C, the note C, and then the half steps would occur as they normally would in a C major scale. So if we look at the Praeconium Paschale notation, the first word exultet, you see the clef, which is centered around the second line from the top. So one would take that as the line equivalent to C in our modern notation, and then the next space up would be D, and the first line, the top line, would be E. Now that would be half a step, since in the C major scale there is a half step between D and E. So that helps to pick out the music on a piano, if that is something that you can do, or to practice with a scale to find where the half steps are. So in this case, it is probably going to be a matter of ear and following the music, so I will simply begin to chant the Praeconium Paschale.
Exultet iam angelica turba celorum, exultent divina mysteria, et protanti regis victoria, tuba in sone et salutaris. Gaudeat et tellus tantis irradiata fugoribus, et aeterni regi splendore illustrata, totius orbis se sensiat, amisis e caliginem. Laetetur et mater ecclesia, tanti luminis adornata fugoribus, et magnis populorum vocibus. Caulare resultet. Qua propter astantes vos fratres carissimi, ad tamiram huius sancti luminis claritatem, una me cumque so Dei omnipotentis, misericordiam invocate. Ut qui me non meis meritis intra levitarum numerum, dignatus est aggregare luminis sui claritatem infundens. Cere ihuius laudem implere perficiat. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium suum, qui cum eo vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Now we'll pause there for a moment, because the chant then becomes very similar to the preface at Mass. I do want to point out a few principles of what we just did, if it was not obvious from the example. Each note is basically given the same length of chant, except again at the bars, the notes tend to be elongated a little, as at the end of a phrase or a sentence. The only exception to the fact that each syllable gets its own note is the figure called the podatus, which is the figure when there are two square notes immediately above and below one another vertically. When you encounter one of those, you chant the lower note first and then rise to the upper note. Continuing now,
per omnia saecula saeculorum, amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus, Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, invisibilem Deum Patrem omni potentem, filiumque eius unigenitum, Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum. Toto cordis ac mentis effectu, et vocis ministeri personare, qui pro nobis aeterno Patri ad debitum solvit, et veteris piaculi cautionem, pio cruore detersit, hexunte Venim festa Pascalia, in quibus verus ille agnus occiditur, cuius sanguine postes fidelium consecrantur. Hec nox est in qua primum patres nostros filios Israel eductos de Egypto. Mare rubrum sic vestigio transire fecisti, ec igitur nox est, quae peccatorum tenebras. Columne illuminatione purgavit.